a sad day, I think, for everyone involved in Swansea Coast Guard. I've been involved in the station for well over 20 years now, joined as a volunteer, worked my way up to divisional commander, and I've met many wonderful people during that time. And maybe it's appropriate now to pay tribute to those individuals for their dedication and the professionalism, both past and present members of staff, that they've given to the community and the local area.
For those of you who are still there, what's happening to you all now? Where are you all going?
Well, the actual building remains open. It's the coordination aspect of the centre that's being relocated. So some members of staff have transferred to Milford Haven to continue in that role, whilst others have been redeployed into the coastal aspect of the role. We're increasing supervision of the Coast Guard Rescue Service by 50%. So guys are taking up new roles. They're all excited to do that, where they'll be training our volunteers in cliff rescue, mud rescue, search and radio techniques.
This is all sounding rather upbeat to what we've been used to hearing over the past couple of years, really, with the Swansea Save Our Coast Guard campaign. Is there still a feeling of resentment?
Well, unfortunately, I mean, it is a sad day, and everyone's personal circumstances are different. You know, there are individuals who will be sad to be leaving us. There are other individuals where this has come at just the right time for them. And then there's other individuals who have decided to transfer into the new structure and are looking forward to a new career. So, you know, I think we have to have respect for every individual's point of view, and we certainly do that.
As regards the future of the Coast Guard Service for South West Wales, can you give reassurances to people that without it based in Swansea, we will still get adequate cover?
Yes, you'll get exactly the same service as we had before, Claire, to be honest. None of the frontline resources are changing in any shape or form. In fact, they're being bolstered because, as I said earlier, we're investing another 50% of resources in our management and supervision of the Coast Guard Rescue Service. So when you dial 999, you'll get the same service, the same resources will turn up. It's just that call will be answered from a different location.
Will there still be that same local knowledge that your people have built up over the years?
Yes, I think so. I mean, local knowledge is something that we've had to deal with for many, many years. We're a national organisation. We've always recruited from within the UK. So people come into Swansea, come here with no local knowledge anyway, and they build that up over a period of time. What we were very conscious of, and we listened to the consultation when that went out to the local communities, and we did heed the concerns over local knowledge, and what we decided to do there was to ensure that we kept at least one station in the operational partnership, which is Swansea and Milford, open 24 hours a day, so that we did retain that element of local knowledge.